Good morning. I'm Susan Levy. Thanks for spending part of your Sunday morning with 90.9 WBUR, and happy Mother's Day to all the moms. Even if they chew and bite and generally make a mess of things, puppies are one of life's simple pleasures, right? But any dog owner will tell you that getting a puppy when you're a childless 20-something is quite different from adding a furry friend to the mix in midlife, when that beating heart may be one of many beating hearts you're responsible for. Sarah Peterson is an author and a mom. She loves her new puppy, Harry, but her feelings are a little complicated.
"Mom, the new puppy's eating me," was not what I wanted to hear at 6:47 a.m. Mornings in my house are already chaotic. Now Harry, our new 5-month-old scruff ball, was playfully nipping away at my almost 4-year-old son. Harry is my second dog. We got him because we missed the pitter-patter of doggy feet and wanted our kids to have the quintessential magic puppy experience. I've had one dog before, Paddington, who died nearly a year ago. I got him when I was 26. The first time I saw Paddy waddling out of his crate, I felt nothing but pure, uncomplicated love. It was everything love at first sight was supposed to be. Instant, certain, and above all, easy. Paddy accompanied me everywhere, on the subway, to outdoor beer gardens, to the park. At that time in my life, I longed for solidity and purpose, and Paddington's arrival neatly delivered those things. Years later, as a new mom, I was led to believe my newborn baby would deliver a related kind of otherworldly bliss. It was supposed to feel natural. But love for my son felt frighteningly visceral and profoundly unsettling. I struggled with postpartum depression. I also felt disoriented and disillusioned. Our culture's expectations of motherhood's magical abilities to complete a person just wasn't my experience. These days, I remind kids to brush their teeth. I admonish them to stop fighting. I encourage them to say please. I go to the grocery store. I plan the birthday party. I get emails about Spirit Week wardrobe suggestions. Adding a puppy to the mix means voluntarily agreeing to do more. More caretaking, more feeding, more disciplining, more cleaning. All as I attempt to be married and have a job and keep up with friends and call my parents and above all, engage in self-care. In my 20s, puppy training had been fun. It had given me purpose. But as a mother of 3 in my 40s, training a puppy not to chew on my kids is a hassle. It is not sparking joy. So while I can't say it was love at first sight with Harry, we're getting there. When he's romping up a hill towards me, his left ear flops crookedly skywards. I'm starting to recognize the ear flop as uniquely Harry. And there's no denying that his paws are deliciously blocky. And when he falls asleep on his back like a jolly sailor who stayed too late at the party, I mean, to quote Ina Garten, how bad can that be?
Sarah Peterson is the author of the new book, Momfluenced. You can read her essay and many more at WBUR.org.